Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, LA. I'm today a little, like, I don't know, sleepy or something. It's dark. Los Angeles, we do not have sun today. In a way, I'm very happy about that, but still looks a little scary. When I'm looking outside, we have big windows and big clouds. Something is not right with California. What do you think, Ivanka?
You know what? I got to be honest. I kind of love it because it's been just so hot.
You're my
friend. Lately. I love it.
So done with heat. I am so done with California beautiful weather. I'm sorry, Los Angeles, but we are not used to this funky weather in a way, too.
No, not at all. And you know what? And this is the perfect timing almost because it's Halloween. And this is the perfect weather to experience, you know, the Halloween atmosphere and the vibe and, you know, just gloomy and dark and all that.
When it comes to gloomy and dark, I like sound of your voice. We have in the studio a really beautiful lady, beautiful, wonderful new friend, I think, when it comes to how I feel about you. Your name is?
Ivanka, but all my friends and everybody just calls me Ivy, so you can call me Ivy.
Oh, I like that too. Okay, but you're a little mysterious person. In a way, I discovered you on Facebook, like mostly that's what we do, and we have a few friends together. I think somehow, somewhere, somebody mentioned your name in the past into my ears. I'm like, because of Ivanka, obvious. Mm-hmm. You know, right away you think Ivana Trump, Ivanka, I don't know, and Ivanka, but stuck in my head.
Yeah.
Then when I was like flipping through Facebook and I saw you, obvious, you caught my eye right away. And knowing that you are Polish, gorgeous girl, and everybody knows that, hopefully, Ilona Europa, I'm also from Poland, and my heart was like, I need to have Karima on my show, Accent On. She needs to come here. Hi.
Hi. So nice to meet you finally in person.
That's beautiful. Okay. And we have we have long, beautiful time to know you. Normally, I like to pile a lot of people in my studio, not because that's what I'm planning, but mostly a lot of people just coming with their friends or somebody, and it's just busy. I never have like time to focus on one person or two persons, and I just decided that that's what I'll be doing for maybe 1 or 2 or 3 months. Just when I have somebody like music and many businesses oriented, because really in a way you are a businesswoman, then I need to have you for a little bit longer. Okay, what
yes.
about that?
It'll be a therapy. Yes, that's perfect.
Therapy. I need one.
I need one too. I think we all need that. You know, talk to somebody for a full hour, get to know each other, and you know.
That's what I call friends.
Friends, yep.
You know, and friends, this is pretty scary word too, because, oh, you see, God is saying.
There you go. Boom. There's your friends right there.
Okay. Yeah, I really, there wasn't. But fact is that word friend, you are in America how many years?
I've been in America for 13 years. And then that's practically half of my life.
Yeah.
And the other half, I was born in Poland. And then my dad actually emigrated to Chicago first because it was communism back then. And so everybody needed work and job. And so Poland wasn't providing that. So my dad was actually the first one who came to Chicago. And then eventually, you know, he grew up the entire family. And so at the age of 13, I moved to Chicago. And then we were there for about 3 years. And then one day, this is actually an interesting story, because one day my parents just decided that they don't want to be there anymore.
Yeah.
You know, so they're like, we don't care that you just started school here and, you know, you're a freshman. They're like, we're just going to go back and go home.
Wow.
So they ended up going home, and then I had to go to school for about a year, but I hated it. So I just decided to, you know, buy my own ticket wow. and just move on my own. So, yeah, so I've been here now for about 10 years in LA, and I love it. And, you know, I go back to Poland every year, because my parents still live there. But I feel like, you know, being here half my life and being there the half of my life that I didn't understand what life is, you know, definitely this is my home now, I feel like.
It's always petrifying to listen to people's life stories. I would call this, in a way, how you decided to direct your life. From when I see you, you're so beautifully gentle human being, and we will learn a little bit more. You are an artist also. You are a singer, songwriter, and first and foremost, model.
Yes.
And knowing that in very young age, you decided that you want to fight for your future in USA, and knowing that your parents are in Poland right now, yes?
Yes.
They're in Poland. You practically are alone in Los Angeles?
I'm with my sister. She's a little older. So eventually she was actually the one who got in big trouble for buying me the ticket, because I wasn't old enough. So I gave her, you know, like the birthday money, like, you know, the money from, like, you know, birthdays or Christmases that I collected. And I said, you know, and I told my sister, her name is Monica, I said, just to get me a ticket, because at one point, you know, I feel like that was, you know, age of like 13 to, you know, 16 was kind of that age when you're kind of, you're very adaptable. You're like a sponge. You kind of soak in everything. And so, you know, I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, the school system was perfect. I was like number one ranking, because the level, you know, the education system, it's, you know, higher in Poland. So I was like number one in here. And you know, the schools is cool. And like the buses, it's everything like what you see in the movies. And so I loved it. So when I had to go back, I was like, oh my gosh, I already made up my mind, because I feel like I already readjusted to that life. So yeah, I told my sister, which she got in huge trouble to get me the ticket. And then, yeah, I just knew what I wanted. You know, some people know and some don't, you know, and there's different parts in life that I wouldn't know what it is or what I want. But, you know, at that moment, I definitely knew that, you know, living in a small city on countryside, it's not going to really get me anywhere. And I feel like there's so many opportunities here. So it's just like, you know,
but what a jump
from
a really small, beautiful town in Poland, a tiny, beautiful town, really very green and sweet and peaceful.
With cows and chickens.
Yeah. You know, I wouldn't like that either. And I would be looking for some answers somewhere else. But I am not sure if I will be looking for the answer to just move to America in age of 15, 16 and just decide that's what I want to do. Even when you have an older sister who was your supporter. Yes. Mm-hmm. Is she doing okay here?
Yeah, she's doing great. She's actually, you know, she's always been modeling as well. She's taller than me, which I don't understand how that happened, because I'm the younger one, and usually the younger sibling, it's supposed to be the older. But yeah, she's great. She's been modeling, and now she's switched into real estate career. She works for Coldwell Banker, and, you know, wears suits and skirts, and she's very, you know, sophisticated, and she's a businesswoman now. And I'm like, oh my goodness,
what's happened?
You know,
but you both are together in the same, you are living with her, or you are on your own in Los Angeles?
So I came first, and then she came, so then we were together. And then eventually, you know, there was a time when, at that age, when we're kind of like pulling our hair still and like, oh, I hate you type of stuff. Okay. So we kind of moved separately. So I lived on my own and she lived on her own. And recently we bought a property, actually, here. And so we bought it together. And so we kind of moved in for right now and try to, you know, rebuild it and like renew it and stuff. And then maybe like, you know, resell it or something. So right now, actually, for like 4 months, we've been living again together. So we're back, the sister act.
Yeah, but you are much older right now, and you have, both of you have different
We barely see each other.
Oh, she's busy, like, you are busy.
Yeah, it's like a marriage that, like, doesn't work or something. Like, you know, she goes home, I come home, and then I go see my boyfriend, she sees her boyfriend, and we're like, okay, see you later. you know, and like, so we barely see each other, but, you know, we text, and, you know, now we're starting a business venture together too. So we're talking definitely 24/7. It's just that we don't see each other, you know, but it's not a
whatever
bad thing.
Whatever works, you know, whatever. Having sister, I congratulate you. Anyway, I had one, she passed away. Then it's just the most horrible empty space in my heart, because she was my everything. And one day, you know, life just gives you this, I don't know what's happened, and you don't even understand why she's gone, and no answers for till this day. What's happened and why she died and the way how she died. But then again, I'm so happy you have a sister, and I, you are very, very young, and like I said, very beautiful. You are petite. When I saw your gorgeous pictures, and I'm hoping that most of people who just maybe had time, or if not, just please go to Facebook, Accent On, and just check three of the pictures that I posted. You are really photogenic.
You're
obvious when I look at these long legs. I really thought you must be like, woo, very, very tall. But, you know, it's a beautiful. You are not intimidating when it comes to the height.
Yeah. No, and I'm wearing Chucks today because it's, yeah, like you said, it's like this gloomy, rainy, you know, weather. So my Chucks are perfect, you know. And then in a studio, and studios are always just so relaxed and comfy and everything. So, yeah, I'm 5'9", which for a model, it's like the minimum height. So I like barely made it.
Yeah. For me, you are still tall. I'm in heels, you are much taller than me. But still, for the model, you're like, whoa, she probably is like,
yeah, my
whatever.
Sister's 5'11", you know, she's taller. And I'm just like, oh, I don't know why that happened. So when I'm with her out and about, always heels.
That's beautiful.
Without her, I'm like, okay.
But, you know, we were talking tiny little bit before our show. I just met you, and I cannot wait to learn about you more and more. And I'm so, so excited to find out that really, I think what we have in common is music. And outside of the part of your beautiful past, we'll be talking about modeling. Music is something that I'm living, breathing for, and you have amazing voice.
Thank you.
Just something there that's supposed to be packaged, released, and let people to enjoy what you can bring to the table in this gorgeous Los Angeles world, and then see what's happened. Then could be that we'll be working together, you know.
Oh,
like,
I would love that.
Oh, we'll see what's happened. And it seems like this will be the best time to just play something of that people can hear your voice. But I think I will bring people a little bit further into the show because I think saving
them
the best for the last. Yes, something like that. But let's come back. You left Chicago. When you decided in modeling, this is it for you, for how long it will take?
Oh, my gosh. So, you know what? I actually never wanted to be a model. I've always...
Funny. Cool. I love it.
I know. It's probably such a cliche story that I don't know if everybody says or not. But, yeah, that was never my dream to be. I've always wanted to be a singer-songwriter. I was actually classically trained in music school, my parents sent me, and I hated it back then, but now I'm glad that they did. But yeah, I've never wanted to be a model. So what happened was, you know, eventually when we got here with my sister, I was, you know, we were very young and we're girls. And, you know, and on top of it, we speak like barely English still, you know, even though it's 3 years, we're still like, you know, kids. I mean, kids still at 13, 15 are learning words and definitions. So for us, it was the same thing, you know, but on top of it, we have an accent and we, you know, we're like trying to make it
come
somehow.
Come on, girl. Accent. I'm making career of the Accent On.
That's true. You know, if I knew that back then.
You know what I'm saying? Then I think we need to be very proud of having one.
Definitely.
That separates you apart from the rest. But your accent is very elegant, very gentle. And honestly, who cares? I mean, your accent is so beautiful.
Thank you. No,
then you didn't want to be a model, yes?
That's shocking. So I was, I didn't want to be a singer-songwriter always, and I've always, you know, saying, you know, for myself in the show, whatever that is at like a young age, whatever. But anyway, I was walking, so we eventually got a job just like, you know, just to make it by, you know, at a store, department store. And one day I was walking down the street, because my sister was still working and I was supposed to meet her for dinner, and we didn't have a car here yet in LA, or, you know, because we were young and no driver's license and couldn't afford a car or anything. So I was got off the bus, I was walking to meet her, and so it was such a beautiful weather, not like today at all. So it was beautiful weather, and this car stops in the middle of a street, and a man jumps out of it and with like something holding, and he approaches me. He goes, "I'm so sorry." He goes, "I don't mean to scare you or anything, you know." And like he's stopping traffic on like Western and like Sunset Boulevard, like the two main streets. And he goes, "You know, I'm a photographer, and you're just so beautiful. And you know, this is my car. I don't want to scare you, but I just saw you walking. I had to circle around and stop you." So I'm kind of like, you know, I was on my phone, and you know, all I hear
only
is like honking.
In LA.
Yeah, all I heard was honking, and then I see this guy, and then I just, you know, get his business card, and then the next thing, he's gone. And so eventually, because my sister always wanted to be a model, you know, I told her this story, and she was like, "Please, please, please call him. You know, he's a photographer, and it looks like he's done, you know, his photos were very good." So I ended up calling him and like meeting up with him, and you know, whatever. And that's how kind of the first very steps of my career started, because I, you know, he kind of was interested, I guess, more dating me.
Yeah, that's
rather
sad.
Than like,
I know, LA again.
You know, so, and then I was still like very like, you know, an angel straight from Poland, almost, you know, very you know, not corrupt or anything. I'm like, no. And so that didn't work out with him, but eventually he's always told me that I should model, so or just like, you know, not work for department store. He said, you know, that my looks shouldn't be wasted. So one day I walked into, everything is, the whole story is a little bit complicated, but
no,
after
that's
that,
beautiful, because that's your life, and people can always ask, oh, how does this happen, that from nothing you just become of something, or you know, this is always our big twist in life, or maybe
that's
accident,
true.
Or maybe meant to be, or maybe first and foremost, hard work and redesire, because even when you have opportunities, you still need to fulfill somebody
yes.
else, you know, very serious needs. If you needed to be a model, you still needed to be the good one, you know,
yes.
then that's it. I love it. This is your life story. And we have it on a tape forever. This is
goodness.
Yeah, you know, you'll be on the Stitchers, on iTunes, on LA Talk Radio. We'll be having this in, who, maybe a year from now, we'll see what's happened. You know, maybe first single, maybe album. I cannot wait to see what life will bring. Okay, I want to know. Okay,
but
this
yeah,
gentleman
so,
gone now.
So, you know, so he was kind of that, he was a photographer, so he kind of, you know, because I was very shy back then still, because still like, you know, 17, 18, very young, whatever. So he was, you know, he was very slow with me, but ended up, we're not, end up being friends, but he has always told me to not waste myself in department store. So I once kind of was thinking about it and just walked into a photo lab studio that,
okay.
you know, back in the day when nobody had digital yet, it was more still negatives.
Yeah.
And I just applied for work, and they asked me, what do I know how to do? Do I know how to process negatives, how to print? I'm like, nope, nothing, but I'm willing to learn. So they sent me over to this very known photography studio that like all the biggest photographers were working, like, you know, Dewey Niggs and Jack Guy and, you know, a lot of big, Mario Testino, a lot of big photographers. So I end up, they end up hiring me. I end up, you know, starting with like burning CDs and like FTPing files. And then eventually, you know, I started progressing and all that and started working for customer service. And then one day somebody walked into the lab, one of the photographers or assistants, and I had to deal with them. And then they told me there's a Louis Vuitton ad campaign edition tomorrow at this time and that time, and that I should go. And, you know, at first I was like, right. I kind of laughed it off, and, you know, but then they like kept pursuing me and like, you know, emailing me in my work email saying you should go to that audition. So I told my sister I'm going to end up going. And it was on Sunset Boulevard, I think I remember. Yeah, because it was my first audition. And so it was for Louis Vuitton, and I got it out of like 500 girls. And that's how my modeling started.
Wow, what a start.
Yeah.
Some girls are waiting years to get, you know, opportunity like that. Meant to be.
Meant to be, yeah. And I remember I actually didn't want to go. I was just so against it because I'm like, I'm working tomorrow. I can't. And, you know, I'm like, I can't take longer lunch.
To burn some CDs. I cannot go to Louis Vuitton. Like.
Yeah, you know, I'm like, you know, I can't work, take that long of a lunch. And, you know, but anyway, I end up doing it and...
What was this ad about? Louis Vuitton, but it was purses, what they were,
yeah, it
luggages.
Was, what it was accessories. It was Louis Vuitton accessories. Summer campaign.
Okay.
It was, yeah, so we were actually in this beautiful house shooting in LA with the view, and my job, I could not stop smiling, because my job the entire 2 days, because it was a 2-day shoot, was to be in a pool.
How
so
sad.
Lay in a pool and just get my makeup redone and like, you know, and then maybe in the pool, by the pool and by the table by the pool. So it was for 2 days like that. And I just loved it. And after that, I was like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? I need to be doing this. I need to be working while not working, you know?
Yeah. So I know, but that's what the great work is. If you don't feel like you are working and you are happy to come back and do again and again and again.
Yeah. And
did they pay you?
Oh my gosh, yes. And they pay was so good. I was like, oh my gosh, this is for like the next couple of months from what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So the pay was very good. And you know, you met such crazy, amazing people. And then later seeing yourself in the magazine was, I think, the ultimate cherry on the top.
That's beautiful. And okay, then we have a great end of the segment, I think. Come on, you know, beautiful beginning is just the hottest, really, campaign that everybody will dream about. And you and your sister, yes, both of you got it? Or only you?
Only I got it, actually. Yeah, it was only one girl. So it was me out of all these people. So I thank God every day that, you know, because that was really what jumped me in entertainment business just to begin with.
You know, when I was in Poland, of course, I was a part of Silesia, and I was studying to be a singer in very, very big music academy. Also, I was winning a lot of festivals. I was very young, 16, 17 years old, 18 years old, and I dreamt that that's all what I would be doing. But I fell in love in age of 17, and in age of 18, I got married
that
and
gets
had
you
a
in
child.
Trouble.
And I had a child, and I needed to postpone my dreams of just even studying, which funny because everybody was looking in the small town at me like, ha ha ha, she thought she would be the big singer with big award. Nothing happened to her.
Look at you now.
Because I had a baby and my ex was in the army for like a year or 2 years. He was an engineer, but anyway, he needed to go to army. Then in time when he left, I needed to take a chance on myself too. And I wind up to apply to the music academy, to the pop department, which they just opened up for whole Europe. First time in Poland. But it was in a Katowice. And like I said, they had one spot only and needed to be approved by the Minister of Culture to open this department for pop singer, because before nobody was really studying this type of genre in music academy. Then what can I say? And my child was, I don't know, 8 months, 9 months old, beautiful daughter. I was living with my parents. And and I just applied and I got it.
My gosh.
And I got it. My whole life never was the same. Then I'm having the same chills because, you know, you cannot predict stuff like that. You just cannot. You can dream, you want to take opportunity, but never believe, you know, and it's obvious wasn't so easy. That's just a long story. I just tried so much to be a singer that I even tried to sing classically opera for, you know, taking some big lessons because I thought, if I cannot go for pop, I have very cool, unusual contralto in this. Maybe I will have more chance to be opera singer, which I didn't like so much, this style. But you do anything in your own head. And I had this small window opportunity that my ex-husband, the first ex-husband, sorry, was in the army. And then I could take a chance with help of my parents that they took care of my baby. I just, like I said, tried to get the spot. And I got it, you know, and never looked back. And things were happening. I couldn't stop myself from doing good things, you know, for my career, not knowing because nobody really took my hand and say, that's how you will be doing your life. Especially in Poland, but you had nobody to help you here too. You needed to go with your intuition, yes?
I have to be honest, I'm not good with peer pressure. So people tell me, go, go, go. I'm like, fine. You know, so I think that was a little bit too. But wow, look, that's amazing. Now you have your own radio show. And
yeah, I do so
number
much.
Number one hits. That's amazing.
No, things are really, you know what is very unusual. Time in America is very good for, you are very young, but I'm much older. For anybody, I think. Before there were these periods when I just, 20 years ago, when I was in America, everything was about maybe youth, which in a modeling world, that's a very, very scary world, that you are getting tiny little bit older. It's like dancer. You just cannot do this business for so long until you just brand yourself a little bit differently. Then with me, coming to America, my English was horrible. I barely spoke English. I had no contacts. I had nothing. I needed to also reinvent myself. Yeah. And, oh, boy, it wasn't easy, baby. It was not easy. Very. And not only I needed to find myself, I need to fight with people not believing that I can do anything here. Mm-hmm. Because it was, like, almost impossible. My dreams were always too high for even Americans. Mm-hmm. And now my friends are looking at me like, how are you doing all of these things? You know what? Because I learned this is the beautiful country. You don't ask how, you just do it if you want to, okay? Then I know you will be doing that. Your next step is, I feel it. I have this little, ooh, you know, little Baba Yaga, witchy witch, you know, in me. I think you'll be fine. Okay, time for a little tiny break. Okay. Then maybe, that's to keep this in family, Polish family, we'll play maybe Natasha Mira the way I am, which is Natasha Mira is my daughter. Everybody knows that I'm crazy about her. She's a great singer and songwriter. This one she wrote and co-wrote with Kid Genius from USC. They are just hot young people. Okay, let's listen to that.
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
My heart that I couldn't save. I've tried, but I've lost all my control. In the shadows, the fear that runs through my veins takes over my mind and I go insane. I've tried, but somehow I can't let go. You say you love me, but then you leave me, and in the end you take it all away. How can you love me if you could leave me? And in the end there's nothing left to say. Tell me that you love me the way I am. Tell me I wasn't a pawn in your greater plan. I can't act like it was a surprise, 'cause I saw the light dim in your eyes. Leave me, oh, love me the way I am. The way I am, the way I am. Love me the way I am. The way I am, the way I am. Couldn't love me the way I am. I told you that one day you'd have to be brave. Shelter your heart that I couldn't save. You tried, but somehow still can't let go. Takes over your mind and drives you insane. You tried, but somehow still lost control. Yeah, you said you loved me, but then you left me. And you took it all away. How could you love me if you could leave me?
Oh my gosh, I just love my... Oh. gosh.
That was so good. Jeez. That was amazing.
Oh, gosh. This girl just finished music business department at USC, and she's going
places.
But yeah. She wants to be a film producer. And, you know, and with her talent and songwriting stuff, she's writing a lot and also recording a lot, which is good. But her heart is into filming, and she's getting so many awards, being producer in a lot of different funky shorts and movie videos and music videos. It's just, you never know. You wake up one day, you think you know your child, but because you think, oh, she will be singer, songwriter.
Well, she's got your talent of songwriting.
You know, yeah, she does. Yeah, it's so funny. I remember also her one day saying, Mommy, I don't think so. I'll be writing so good hooks like you do. I'm like, honey, everything what you write is your own hook, and you just need to not question again yourself and your abilities. And she stopped, and she's amazing, yes. But again, I believe in co-writing. I believe in collaborating. I believe in great producers bringing a lot of people together. That's what I love to do right now, and that's really what I'm crazy about.
Yeah, no, that was amazing. I wanted to sing along with it, but I didn't know the lyrics.
Hey, you'll be singing to your own song. Anyway, now, what's happened next? You know, what's happened after this cool commercial? Fast forward me to, obvious, that was probably day-to-day job for you from this moment on. Did you get an agent?
Yeah, so that opened the door for everything else practically. And then I started booking jobs and, you know, for Hogan, BCBG, Avril Lavigne, and, you know, Holstein and ALC and all these big, you know, brands that are world known. And so and then signed with an agency and, you know, and it started off the model jet life, kind of sort of speak, you know, when you just work, and it was so fun. But that was like, you know, having that husband that, you know, you have to take care of, and you can't pursue your dreams of like singing, you know. No. That's like in a relationship, and that moment, because we were just the two of us, you know, if that was paying the bills, that's what you got to do. And I can't say, but I loved it, you know. It was nothing like a tough job or anything, but definitely pushed me away from doing like what my calling or like what I felt like I really wanted to do, you know. But it was either
we want to know now, we have a little bit like what I wanted to do, but you know, the wanted to do need to also like bake inside of you too. I think we artists, and you are an artist, you are open for so many different things in life. There are always time that things are stopping and new things becomes very important, or they are just always twirling in our heads. And then, you know, like you say, you have ADD because you do so many things and you never really like focus until now. You feel that this is a time for you.
I feel the breeze. I feel the coldness in LA like tonight. No, it's true. You know what? I've always kind of, you know, I've never could been the starving type of artist. You know what I mean? So for me, what, you know, it was a logical thing to work and make money so then later I can save it and put it down for whether doing demo or something. So that was like the logistics. And also like, if I want to stay here but I have no money, I'm gonna go home and my parents will be very happy, but I won't be that happy. So that was the choice of like, okay, if I need to be here, I need to work. So but eventually, you know, like with everything, you know, you do it, you do your time, and then things kind of slow down, you know. For modeling, it's very short-lived career. You know, girls start at like 14 and then career practically ends at 25 unless you're a household name.
Yeah.
You know, like for Victoria's Secret models or something. But then, yeah, it ends. And so,
but after a while, you know, you just really need to look into what will be the next something. We always, not only for models, for everything, until you have a job like a doctor, teacher, or something that will carry you until you retire, if you are in an art situation, you have a choices, you know, and you have this past that also grooms you to be maybe singer, songwriter, and artist on a stage. Maybe we didn't touch yet that you are playing violin, and this is something so beautifully unusual because this is electric violin, and I want to know how this came to your life.
Yeah, well,
this instrument.
Well, my parents, my mom was, you know, she's always wanted her kids to get the best education possibly. So she signed, you know, so from the very young age, we were signed to music school and all that. So I started off in a piano, but the the principal actually of the school, he said, she's so good at piano, she picked it up so fast, like maybe we should give her a more difficult instrument. So they gave me violin.
Wow.
He's like, you know, because they were saying I have a very good hearing, so they gave me violin. And then I hated it because I wanted to play with the kids outside and I had to be school.
You're like my sister. I played 7 years violin. My sister also played, she played maybe 12 years. I hate it. I wanted piano. I wanted piano, but they decided that because I sing so well and I'm so having good pitch and I understand it, then violin is the one for me. And that was the same situation.
So you played for 7 years.
Mm-hmm. I played.
Oh my God. We can jam sometimes.
Oh girl, no. First things what I did. I stopped playing violin in age of 15 or 16. Mm-hmm. Yes, and then I moved to opera vocals, to music school, the high school for the vocalists, and then I played piano. And I was learning how to become, again, opera singer. And then after 3 years, I stopped. I finished high school, normal high school. Mm-hmm. And then I got a child, got married in age of 18. They got mm-hmm. crazy. And then I had 2 years break. And then I got to music academy with this one spot waiting for me. And from this moment on, whole life was turning upside down.
It was your life.
But it was my time. And I was winning the biggest festivals in Poland, from, you know, Russia festival to big, like, America's Talent, the idols, you know, just debuted. They call this debutants. And I was winning left and right, not knowing why is happening this to me with this tiny child on my hands.
You're
you
just
know?
Great. And, you were know, just good.
And sometimes you just don't know why, because I don't believe I was better than some of my friends. The same here, you know, in America, I learned to not compare myself with anybody. It's just only about who is you, who is Ivanka, who is mm-hmm. Ilona, and fight the war against my own fears and or just strength. That's what I do here. And I think capitalism and America is very good with that. You just put the best shoe into your own life, you know, and say how far I can walk in that shoes. Then, okay, violin. You played, how many years did you play violin?
So I played, I've played when I was, I think in like first grade for a little, oh my gosh, I don't know the exact years, but then eventually I picked it up again in high school and then we were in symphonic orchestra. When I moved here, I stopped for about like, you know, like 7 years, because, you know, it was just work and whatever. And then eventually, not so long ago, a few years ago, I picked it up again. And so maybe total of maybe, I would say maybe like 10 years total.
Come on. And that's the moment that you picked up your electric violin.
And my electric, because it was just so cool, you know.
Yeah,
I wanted to be, because, you know, I was thinking of my image of... You know, because I was doing music and everything. I'm like, oh my gosh, there's nobody with violin. I play violin. Why don't mm-hmm. I just that incorporate that into me? And that'll mm-hmm. be going to make me different. And I used to love Vanessa May mm-hmm. back in the day. And I was always so like awe with her, like taken away, you know, because she was just this cool, beautiful girl, just rocking her violin on stage. And just like, she was just so cool and so badass in a way, you know. And so I, instead of getting a violin, you know, regular classic violin, I just thought I'm going to get a cool one. I'm going to be the cool girl.
Good.
With the, you know, it's the same thing.
Yeah,
you play it exactly the same. It's just that this is electric and this is, you know, the only thing with electric is you got to get a little more. You can't just take it with you anywhere. You got to get an amplifier. You got to get the sound out there. With classical, you can just be on the street and play, you know. So that's the only thing I did. But I might just get the real one case too, so that way I don't have to worry about plugins and amplifiers and all
and
that.
Again, we have something in common, because for a few years I was co-managing Ginger Shankar from Passion of the Christ. She's a beautiful Indian-American mm-hmm. Artist who plays 10 strings electric violin. And there was the time when she was scoring for Passion of the Christ. And we were working with her. She's my dear friend. She's mostly somewhere around the world writing a lot of things for the movies and playing with her daughter right now also on a 10-string a special made violin for her. That they have this type of electric violin
no
was
idea.
In my
it
house
exists.
for so yeah That's completely unique. But she, Ginger, like I said, she was my friend for many years, and we had a few shows together in Vegas and stuff like that. And just our daughters were also growing up for a short period together. Then, yeah, I cannot wait for her to come to my show. And maybe one day we all meet and we'll be little pup, little whatever Ginger right now, Shankar, is doing. Anyway, let's... Is it time to listen to your voice and a little bit of violin? Okay, then let's play something with Ivanka.
Let's do it.
Or Ivy. Talking to Ivy, that I am taken so positively and so in an emotional way by her voice, very dramatic. And I said, only lady who has a very hard life or just came from Eastern Europe with some beautiful emotional luggage that only parents, grandparents are bringing to our lives, and we just grow in this mysterious, beautiful, you know, eternal, unusual, sensual way. Or maybe I'm playing too hard her a beautiful strength when it comes to your voice. Your voice has beautiful quality to it. I'm just very excited to meet you. Really, really, really.
Oh, thank you. I'm so happy to meet you too and be here.
Time for you to, like I said, to start recording something that is you. That is you, and sing still beautiful, unusual, you know, covers, because that's always a part of everybody's looking up to somebody maybe better than us, or just looking for this it song that maybe we would love to write one day. But is it certain type of journey that you need to take right now? And I think it's a time for you, baby. It's a really time for you right now.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I eventually, when I stopped working a little bit, you know, less with modeling and everything, I started having time. And of course, life happened too, you know, heartbreaks and
always
tears
helps to
and
have
all
heartbreak
that.
To write great songs.
Yes, but so eventually I started, you know, doing that. But I thought, you know, because I have some original stuff, but I just don't never put it out because I thought, you know, people don't know who I am. They have no idea what my voice sound. So if I'm going to put up a song that they have no idea, it's going to be hard for them. So the, my goal was, my thinking was to put songs that they know and they can sing with, and they can kind of learn what I sound like. So the next step would be like,
time to focus on what is you. But, you know, in a way, you are mature in a good way enough that you will know right away if you like the song or you hate a song, and if this is the right direction or wrong, and you need to take a chance. Apropos taking chances, my chance in life and my motto in life, I didn't ask for it, is easy come, easy go. I wrote the song a few years ago, not knowing that many years later, easy come, easy go came into my life and made me cry and fall apart. On another hand, just made me stronger and made me very strong woman who right now has 2 radio shows. In 5 minutes, we'll be switching to Accent On TV, the best of Poland and Europe and the rest of the world, to video channel, which will be having, another, somebody is calling me, will be watching our show. We have another guest, and I know that you, my beautiful new friend, Ivanka, you will be my friend on a TV show soon. I'm just waiting for your violin to get a little healthier because we have a little problem with the instrument, because I really want people to see you and play even 30 seconds and sing tiny little bit something alive, not too much, and we'll be talking more because I cannot wait. I'm like, another guest is coming, but I cannot wait to find out more about you. What is your website?
So right now I have a few ones. There's a YouTube channel which is with all my videos and my covers on there, so it's youtube.com and then /, I believe it's the THE Blue Ivy, so BLU, no E at the end, so just Blue BLU IVY. And then I think from there you can just get the links.
Yeah,
for, like,
and I post Instagram. Everything on Accent On, and please, we'll be having all the show, this show ready for downloads or listening anytime anybody wants, probably in 2 hours on Accent On LA Talk Radio page. Just scroll down and see the hundreds of shows that we had, but on the top, that's where Ivy is there. I mentioned the song Easy Come, Easy Go. Like I said, I believe in woman power and woman friendships. I believe in life treats you sometimes not fairly, but our job is to just get up and do the best what we can do with what was left or what is just the beginning.
Exactly.
That's why I would love to leave the show with the song, like I said, Easy Come, Easy Go.
I believe I didn't mean to hurt you when I said maybe you are not so right about the other day. I believe we've reached the point of no return this time. Anyway, I believe you didn't mean to hurt me when you said sometimes love's a game we play.
Sometimes love's a game we play in many different ways. I believe I try to understand you this time again. Anyway.
Listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.